Now, when Allied troops broke out from the Normandy beaches in 1944 and liberated Paris, there is no doubt that some celebrated with a bottle of wine or two. France is a nation of wine lovers. The United States has not always been so, but in recent years, more Americans sip a glass of wine with dinner, and wines with a lower alcohol content are catching a bigger share of the market. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A few months back, before any of us were thinking about barbecues, I happened to be talking to Andrew Waterhouse. He's a professor at UC Davis who studies wine chemistry. And he told me a story about how his wife had picked up an inexpensive bottle of French red from Trader Joe's one night.
Cost $6. And she said, well, let's try it. We're having chili, so we'll try this red wine.
His expectations were low, given the price, and he says the first sip was a little underwhelming.
So here's what happened. At the end of the evening, the bottle was empty.
Waterhouse says the wine was not bold or fruity. It was much more subtle. And he says it kind of grew on them.
It had acidity, so it complemented the food really well. And one of the effects I noticed was I wasn't feeling the alcohol. And I thought, wow.
When he inspected the label, he saw the wine had only 11% alcohol. That's significantly lower than typical California reds, which in recent years pushed into the 14% range. And he says as he's looked into it further, these lower alcohol wines, especially white wines, are turning up everywhere.
We're seeing more requests for more balanced, lighter-bodied, lower-alcohol wines.
That's sommelier Devin Broglie of Whole Foods. He says from sparkling Italian Proseccos to Rieslings and Moscatos, many of these lighter wines are trending. And lots of factors influence alcohol levels. The type of grapes used, the climate where they're grown, and winemakers have several techniques to manipulate alcohol levels. They can halt the conversion of sugar to alcohol in the bottle, and they can adjust how long the grapes stay on the vine.
Lower alcohol is indicative of the grapes were picked at not overripe, but maybe just ripe.
He says after years of winemakers pushing the envelope to produce very ripe, sugary grapes that make bold, hit-you-over-the-head wines, the tide has turned.
Now we're just seeing, I think, a natural trend the other direction towards more subtlety in wines, which I see it gaining momentum.
Good afternoon, Tenley Town shoppers. I wanted to let you know about a great wine tasting that we're starting back in our prepared foods area.
Take, for instance, some of the top-selling wines being sampled at this Whole Foods in Washington, D.C.
So the first wine we have is the Vino Verde, which comes from Portugal.
As wine buyer Anthony Riker pours samples, he explains Vino Verde, which translates as green wine or young wine, is made from grapes that don't get very ripe.
And it's just a nice, refreshing white wine. It's got a little bit of effervescence to it.
A few shoppers who've gathered around, Ellen Siegel and Simone Andrew, give the Vino Verde a try.
I like this one a lot.
Oh, good. Very refreshing.
How would you describe it?
It's pretty good. It's got a little bit of bubble to it. Kind of reminds me of champagne.
And Stacey Graham tries it, too.
I thought that was refreshing. I think it would be good for backyard drinking, maybe with a barbecue.
She's surprised when I point out to her that the wine's alcohol content is just 9%. Typical Chardonnay hovers around 14%.
Does that make it any more or less appealing to you that it has less alcohol?
It makes it more appealing, I think.
Why is that?
I think I wouldn't get tired after having two glasses. I could enjoy it without worrying that I won't be able to take care of my kids if they're running around in the backyard and I need to start doing stuff with them.
And another surprise, the price. Many of these Vino Verdes and other lower alcohol wines retail in the $8 to $10 range. One reason, winemakers spend less time ripening and fussing over the grapes. And many of these wines are made to be drunk young. This also lowers costs.
I think a lot of times when you have a cheaper wine, something under $10, you know it's cheap. You know, you can drink it, it's passable, but this is more enjoyable. I thought it was very good.
And more winemakers are betting that the mix of affordability and a lighter, more refreshing style is a winning combination. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.